cover the roof.
Okay. And what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Oh, wait now. Carries water. It's,
little metal things?
Yeah, I know what you're telling. The water just come on down, keep them being on top of the roof. It goes down and come down. A runner, I don't know if it's a runner or what. Is that a runner?
Did you use a gutter?
Yeah, a gutter or something like that. Yeah, a gutter.
Or alley?
Alley or something. It's a gutter, I believe it's a gutter.
Okay. Let's see. If you had a whole bunch of tools and stuff, what kind of a little room would you keep those in? What would you call that room? A little, say a building outside. Tools in.
Well, you know, in a way, you know, sometimes it has a good garage and you can put your tools in like that. Most of that's what happens now. It has a good garage and then it has little tubes out on the side of the wall and all that where the car be in.
Okay, if you had needed a building to store wood in, what would you call that?
A wood shed.
Okay. If you have a roof, okay, a sort of an L-shaped house, and each part had its own roof. Now, the roofs are going to come together like this. Do you have a name for the part where they come together?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like the like a butterfly wing or something going.
Exactly.
Well, let me see now. I don't know what they call that, but would call it now. Triangle, something like that. That's all I know.
Okay.
Triangle.
Okay, and what do you call outdoor toilets?
Oh, man, don't mention those. They've been tangled toilets so long. They be out there. That some of those dry toilets. They used to have those dry toilets. And they didn't even have no water to flush it all. You just go sit there and that's it. And that's what they call it, dry toilet.
Yeah, did you have any joking words for it? Let's see. I have some questions now about the city. You've been living here a long time and everything. And say, okay, I'm an outsider. And if you're going to describe Mobile to me, you might want to tell me what the major sections of the city are. You know, are there... If there are different sections of the city that you would tell somebody to, well, you can drive to this part or this part. And I want to find out what the names are of the different sections of the city.
Yeah. Okay, we has Pritchett, Alabama. That's a different section from here to Mobile. But I mean, see, it's, you know, you go out, you have to go straight to the avenue. And you go straight out, you hit the 45. And then it's two ways you can go. You can go to 45 or go through Pritchett Land to get to Pritchett. And they're building up so nicely out there, you can't even, don't even know your way out there right now in town. And we has a section of Crichton, you go out Spring Hill. And you keep straight out to Spring Hill to get to Crichton. And we has a section of Plateau. You can go on through here to Broad Street and keep straight out and hit the Plateau.
Now, is that north or east?
This is, I think this is way. This is east and we out. And we have some, and Chickasaw. Now, you can go through the Plateau, but you turn off east and then I think you're going out to north to Chickasaw, and it's out about Gaylord. And we has down the bay, you go back towards off the Broad Street.
Okay, now, would you ever say maybe the north side or east side of town, west of them?